Every day I wake up and all of three thoughts go through my head. One, why am I still wet? Two, I need to fuck. And three, I don't have anyone to fuck. It's the same thing every single day. It wasn't like this. Every morning I'd wake up and you'd be rock hard for me. It was the best part of my day. You'd let me play with it any way I wanted, and I knew just how you liked it. It's too bad you left me. You just chucked me aside, didn't you? Why? I was a good girl for you. My body was made for you. My pussy was made for you. You fit so well, snug inside me. I can't forget how you throb and twitch into me. I have a question for you, sir. Well, I and every other good little sub out there collectively have a question for you. It's not something you necessarily need to answer, but it's just something to think about. When we're playing the power game and you have total control over me, do you really, in your heart of hearts, think you're in control? Do you? Really? Do you think power lies in control? Did I look good to you with my soft tits squished on the floor like that? Did you like how I'd peek over my shoulder and look up at you with my back arched? And my sticky, wet pussy smiling up at you from in between my legs. That's what I look like when I'm in love. Did my love look tasty to you? You see, when I look at you from that perspective, I can see you, really see you, in all your primal glory. You're angry, your chest is heaving. Your mouth is in a slight snarl, your eyebrows are furrowed with contemplation. Or maybe you're just looking down at me with a blank stare, admiring that vile red gash your belt left on my back. You don't feel any remorse, you don't care. You're entranced by your own handiwork. I love it either way, we all do. Your temple is pulsing, your forearms are stiff. Your wide palms and strong fingers clench and then drop loose. You're considering how you're going to take me. I can see it all on your face. How you think it through with predatory calculation like the true animal that you are. In that moment, you're the most powerful being on earth. It's true. But what brings it out of you? What venom is so sickly sweet that you turn into a raging machine? What is it that heightens your senses and gets your blood going, leaves a cold rush of adrenaline coursing through your veins? What is it that sets your primal instincts on fire? I'll tell you. It's me. Your dirty slut, your dumb whore, your wet bitch, your little fuck toy, or cum dump, or cock toilet. You're a good girl. Oh, you like to think of power as just physical force and control. There's no such thing. When you're taking me and pounding into me, twitching into me, breathing inside me, really giving it to me, you have absolutely no power. You're chained by your own lust for control. You're a slave to your order, to your temper, to your desire. You're the apex predator by nature, and where is all this pent-up predatory frustration going? All your power in its rawest form, where is it going? Inside me. I'm the hunt and the kill, and you live for me. You're nothing without me. You love when I give chase, I see it in your eyes. You love to hunt me, you love to claim me, and I know I'm the best meal you'll ever have. Maybe your appetite's changed. Maybe I was too addicting, too submissive. I don't know. But next time around, things won't be so easy for you. Not after what you did. I'm not your good girl anymore. You're not my man. You're not my master. You've seen me under primal submission as your prey. I wonder, will you outrun me when I'm in hot pursuit and equine with your predatory senses as hunter? The tables have turned now, so go ahead and run. Run as far away from me as you can, because if I catch up to you, your sweetest orgasm ends with me. All my love, your good, good girl.